I'm a 1992 graduate of Salem College in Winston-Salem. It was a great experience. I made the best friends, learned from caring instructors, and met a lot of interesting people, including one encounter with a ghostly soul. When I was a senior at Salem, I lived on campus in Sister's dorm. It was built in 1785 and was originally the single sister's house of the Moravian community. Those of you who have been fortunate enough to visit Old Salem can imagine it. A long, three-story brick building with wide plank floors and thick plaster walls. It's not your typical college dorm. There were only about 12 rooms, 10 on the second floor and 2 on the first floor, and about 30 students living in them. My room was in the center of the second floor. When former residents of the single sister's house found out that I lived there, many were eager to tell me and my dorm mates stories about the dorm's resident ghost, Patsy. According to the legend, Patsy attended Salem around the 1800s and lived on the third floor in the attic in the single sister's house. She's described as being a pretty young blonde girl. Then one day she fell down the steps, broke her neck, and died. For years and years after that, residents reported Patsy appearing in their rooms, standing in front of their open closet doors, admiring the women's clothing hanging within. The fall of 1991 was my senior year. I roomed with Christiana. Not long after we arrived, Christiana became quite sick and needed to go to the emergency room. Our friend Melanie drove us to Forsyth Hospital, where we spent 5 or 6 long hours in the emergency room. When we returned to the dorm at about 2 a.m., everyone else was already asleep. Melanie returned to her room at the far end of the hall. I helped Christiana get settled into bed. The doctor had given her some medicine to help her sleep, and she was out as soon as her head hit the pillow. She slept across from the door in our room. Then I got into my bed, which was beside the door, and rolled over facing the wall. A few moments later, I heard the door open and footsteps walk into our room. They stopped beside Christiana's bed. Thinking it was our dorm advisor checking in, I rolled over to give her the update on Christiana's condition. But when I looked over, there was no one there. I could feel a presence, like the feeling you get when your mom comes in to check on you when you're sick. Quick thinking led me to say, "Patsy, she's going to be fine, and I appreciate you checking on her." I lay back down facing the wall, heart thumping. Soon I heard steps walking back across the room, through the door, and the door clicking shut. For the rest of the year at bedtime, Christiana and I closed our closet doors so as not to invite a ghostly visit. And just to be polite, we also said goodnight to Patsy. Never again did I feel her presence. In Sister's dorm, at random times, stereos, microwaves, alarm clocks would turn on and off. Patsy was often blamed for it, but I settled my nerves by believing it was simply old electrical wiring. Or was it?